We have not changed seasons, not yet officially, but we have changed moods or something. Let's get a grip on when we are with the help of Larry Joe Taylor.
The carnival breaks down, there's no traffic jam. We're back to being a sleepy little town. Right after Labor Day.
It is after Labor Day, but we could dispute the sleepy little town part because the arts calendar remains full of events, large and small, long and short, musical and spoken, painted and sculpted. And this is our monthly First Friday Arts segment, celebrating arts events around the region in the coming weeks. It is all listener-generated. Grab a phone and tell the audience from Springfield to Fort Bragg about your arts events by calling 800-838-3760. We do have a phone line still open, 800-838-3760, to get in line to tell the audience about what's going on in the world. Okay, that phone line just got quickly snapped up. This is never a surprise on First Friday Arts. We start with Valerie Rochelle at the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. And Val, that picture of you and Galloway Stevens from Sweeney Todd is just about the scariest thing I've ever seen.
Well, I guess that's a good thing.
I couldn't recognize either one of you.
We opened last weekend and Sweeney Todd is in full swing. It's an amazing show. We downsized it to 9 cast members. It's usually done with a lot more than that because it's a large ensemble piece. We also rearranged the score a little bit for 3 musicians. So we have 3 live musicians, a trombone, a woodwind player who plays several instruments, and keyboard. So we've been hard at work over at the Cabaret making this epic musical into something new and exciting.
For the people who've never seen Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, I guess we learned a little more with that subtitle. I mean, what goes on in the show?
Well, the basic storyline is there's Benjamin Barker, who lived in London with his wife. He owned a barbershop, and they were doing really well. And Judge Turpin fancied her, wanted her for his own, and basically sentenced Benjamin Barker to life in Australia. So shipped him off to Australia to be in prison there for life for a trumped up charge, and basically went after his wife. And so he escaped, and he's come back to London to find his wife and child. He meets Mrs. Levitt, who had the meat pie shop below his barber shop. So he comes back to that building to see what's happened to his wife and child, and the story unfolds from there.
Okay. We can make some assumptions about Demon Barber and Pie Shop.
You're going to give it all away.
Not all at once. But how long does Sweeney Todd run?
We're open now, and we run all the way until November the 10th.
Okay, all kinds of good things going on, as always.
Time to come see us, yeah. And I have to tell you, Jeffrey, this version, I've done Sweeney Todd 4 times, and this version is different from anything I have ever seen done before or have done myself. The director has taken this entirely new vision on it, and it is kind of exciting and thrilling to do this piece in this new and different way. Mm-hmm. Audiences have been reacting so emotionally to it. It's been amazing, I have to say. So please don't miss it. It's going to be an incredible time in the theater.
And who is your director?
His name is Michael Jenkinson.
Mm-hmm.
He's directed All Night Strut for us before, 9 to 5, mm-hmm. Cabaret. So he's been at the Cabaret before.
Okay. So, all right.
Yeah.
Sweeney Todd, now on at Oregon Cabaret Theater. Valerie, thank you so much for joining us once again.
Thank you.
All right, First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Phone line open, 800-838-3760, as we move to Kristen at the Rogue Valley Symphony. Welcome back.
Good morning. I am so excited to be able to share something with you again since we've been on our summer vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So our September brings the beginning of our season of women soloists. So it's really exciting for me to be able to announce these concerts. There are 6 concerts in our season, and you're not going to miss one, so you might as well go ahead and take advantage of our September special, which is available for select sections in Medford and Grants Pass. You can get 6 tickets for the price of 5. This is your time to go ahead and buy and get all of them, because they will all be excellent. Our first concert begins this month on September 27th in Ashland, 28th in Medford, and 29th in Grants Pass. And we have cellist Sujari Britt, who is the first of our women this season. And Martin Micoot had her with him in the Queen's Symphony Orchestra in the spring. He said he was so impressed with her confidence on stage and that she plays with such great passion. The Elgar really suits her. So we're so excited to have her. We open with this really blockbuster piece that is just so impressive. It was, I guess, deemed one of the most difficult piano pieces ever by Balakirev, called Islame, and it's orchestrated for us. And then we have Stravinsky's Petrushka to round out the concert. So people should give us a call at 541-708-6400 or visit our website, rvsymphony.org, to get your tickets. You can buy single tickets online, but give us a call for the whole season.
Okay, so September 27th in Ashland, 28th in Medford, 29th in Grants Pass?
That's right.
Okay, Kristen of the Rogue Valley Symphony, always good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Sure. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760 to boost your arts event to an audience ranging from Springfield to Fort Bragg. Here's Dan Hauser at Camelot Theater and Talent. Welcome to the Exchange.
Hey, Jeffrey. Good morning. Happy September to you.
Happy September to you.
It's beautiful. Hey, we are just excited. We're announcing a new show that is opening in 2 weeks. It is Billy Elliot, the musical. Winner of a lot of awards on Broadway. It's a beautiful musical with the music done by Elton John, or Sir Elton John, I guess.
Right.
It's a beautiful show. It's a great show about a young boy who finds interest in ballet and is not keen with his father, who's a coal miner. And this is all kind of carrying on in Britain during the the mid-80s, when there are riots going on between the government and the coal miners. And there's a lot of internal conflict, and the young boy finds his muse and just takes it from there. So there's a lot of beautiful music. Dancing is incredible. We were fortunate to get two gentlemen actually out of Grants Pass, that two brothers, Corbin and Eli Foster, who are incredible dancers, young men, and have been rehearsing since, I believe, February of this year for this show. So we've been really preparing well for this. And it's just it's a really nice show. It's a great show. Beautiful music, beautiful staging. The whole stagecraft is incredible.
I was going to ask you who got the role as Billy Elliot. So two guys, it sounds like, splitting
guys,
the role between them.
Because as you start getting into the fall, the problem is we get a lot of bugs and people catch colds. And this way we have two. We can flip back and forth. And they're almost identical looking brothers. There's about a 2 year age apart. So either one has been very, very talented, and we actually couldn't choose one over the other. So this made a really easy situation that they can play other characters and then play Billy. So one brother plays half the time, and the other brother plays the other half the time. So it's actually really kind of a neat thing for the family. And there's also a sister involved who's also in the show, and a mother. So we've got the whole family in the cast.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so how long does Billy Elliot run?
Billy Elliot opens in 2 weeks. It's opening on the 18th of September, so we have a Pay What You Can performance on Wednesday the 16th, and we have a preview on the 17th, and we open on the 18th. Runs all the way through October 13th.
Okay, so a good long run for Billy Elliot at Camelot Theater and Talent. Dan Hauser, thanks for phoning it in.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
All right. Bye. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760, as we turn to Barbara from Liberty Arts in Wairika. Welcome back to First Friday Arts.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I'd like to just slip in that I did see Sweeney Todd at the Cabaret Theater on Sunday. It's absolutely tremendous. I urge everybody to see it.
Valerie gets a double plug for Oregon Cabaret. Okay, thanks for that.
Oh, it was a tremendous performance. Okay, at Liberty Arts, we have an opening next Friday, September 13th, from 5 to 8 p.m., and Liberty Arts is presenting Cuba. It shows the work of the Creative Photo Academy students and instructors. They've been based in Torrance, California for the last 20 years. And this particular show is curated by Mark Komen. And what he does is to scout exciting photo locations to preview and present to prospective photographers and travelers and members of his group. And this particular collection is a culmination of the group's third and fourth trips to Cuba. They were lucky to get in. And focuses on the unique Cuban culture. And apparently there are fantastic photo ops of classic cars in old Havana. Wow. Lush tobacco fields, if you've ever wondered where those cigars came from. plus shots of the port city, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Cienfuegos, with its fortress and its triumphal arch. So a really rich, colorful photographic display. And as an extra treat, it's in conjunction, this show, with the Wairika Art Hops, which will be having their art walk on the same day, September 13th. And in the plaza, our plaza next to Liberty Arts, there'll be a special interactive performance of Cuban percussion rhythms by Dimbe at 6 o'clock, led by Patty Orlick, who's director of Rhythm Soul Drumming in Ashland. You may have heard of her. She's been teaching percussion arts, music therapy, and performance in Siskiyou County for over 20 years. So there's a really tremendous bill next Friday, mm-hmm. Liberty Arts, Wairika, 108 West Minor Street.
Okay, you got the full package there with some music to complement the artwork as well.
Oh, should be very lively.
All right, Barbara, thanks for calling. Lively. Always good to have you here on First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. 800-838-3760 to get in line to talk about your arts event. As we turn now to Mike Gantenbein from the Brit Festival in Jacksonville. Welcome back to the Exchange on First Friday.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Well, I'm here to talk about the very end of our season. It's hard to believe it's already whipped by, but we do have a couple of shows left in September.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts next Friday. We're taking the week off. Next Friday, we've got the wonderful jazz stylings of Diana Krall. She's beautiful, just voice-wise, well, looks-wise, too, but voice and piano, and she brings a really great jazz group with her. It's our way of getting jazz up on the hill this summer, and it'll just be a beautiful evening on the hill. And then we wrap things up on Sunday, September 15th, with the Australian Pink Floyd Show.
Okay, that's going to take some explaining, the Australian Pink Floyd Show.
Mm-hmm. Well, these guys, they're a tribute band. We've had Brit Floyd before and others. These ones are supposed to be the ultimate. They bring a giant stage show and light show, and they're telling us to put up signs to warn about smoke and flashing lights. It's supposed to be a really great experience without being able to see Pink Floyd themselves.
All right, that sounds fun. So Diana Krall,
and we're just going to go out with a bang.
Indeed. So Diana Krall, when?
Diana Krall is Friday, September 13th,
mm-hmm.
and then the Australian Pink Floyd show Sunday, September 15th.
September 15th. Okay.
That correctly.
And that'll be it. That's it on the hill for the season on the 15th of September.
That's it on the hill. But I do like to point out, keep an eye on our performance page. We have another performance already listed. It's the Kasia Ensemble. They'll be performing at the SOU Recital Hall. This is an extension of our education program, and it's a free concert. That's on Friday, September 20th.
Okay. We hope to hear more about the Kasi Ensemble as the days go by. But the last two concerts, Diana Krall and Australian Pink Floyd, 13th and 15th of September on the Hill in Jacksonville. Mike at the Brit Festival, thanks for sharing that with us.
Thanks, Jeff.
Always good to have you. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. We moved down to Hyla at the Grants Pass Museum of Arts. Thanks for joining us once again, Hyla.
Well, thanks, Jeffrey. You know, it's so much fun to listen to all these. I'm going to be attending a lot of these performances.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun to hear a synopsis of what's going on, and I feel like we're all friends now.
It does feel that way, doesn't it? Like a little cluster group here, yeah.
So the museum, First Friday Art Night, is going to be very exciting because we have an exhibit by Richard Bergman. He's a photographer, and he's going to actually be here tonight. He's also doing a talk tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. His images are really unique. They're pictures of the landscapes where the Rogue River Wars happened in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's where this horrible devastation was going on, but now the landscapes are calm. And the title of it is The Land Remembers. And what's really interesting is it's infrared photography. So it's black and white, but it's not the visual spectrum that you and I would see. And so like a tree has photosynthesis, and the infrared picks up on that. So the leaves are white, and anything that's alive gets lighter. The sky with nothing in it is dark. It's really, really amazing. And we asked him, you know, why did you do it this way? And he said, because we're talking about something historic, and it's sort of ghost-like. It's not creepy. It's just stunning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we're excited to have that. And then our classes for children are over, but we have classes for grown-ups every Saturday. This you can check up on the website. All different topics, all different fun things, and people are really liking it. And they usually run from 1 to 4 on Saturdays. And then our concert series continues, and this month we have Rupert Waits. And I sent you a clip, but I want to tell you a little bit about him for a second.
Okay.
He, was born in England, studied at Oxford, then moved to France, and then eventually came to the United States. And he lives in between New York and Colorado, which is sort of unique. Just put out a new CD this fall, and his music is really wonderful. It's kind of haunting, lively. It's just, anyway, so, and what's really exciting is our last two concerts have sold out. We only have 54 chairs, so, you know, if you want to come.
Okay.
You can sign up online or you can call us, whatever you want to do. The tickets are $15, so they're real reasonable. And that one is September 19th.
Let me give you a little taste of Rupert Waits, because his guitar chops blew me away before he even started singing, and he's got a lot going on there, too. Here's Rupert Waits.
Thank you.
I'm lost and I'm found. I'm saved and I'm drowned. The circle comes round again and again and again.
That song called Full Circle, and there's a lot more texture to it than I could give in a 15-second clip, but he's great patterns with the lyrics and the self-awareness of them. It was fun to listen to and watch.
Thanks. We're looking forward to it.
And that concert is September 19th at the Grants Pass Museum of Art?
Correct. 7 to 9. Doors open at 6:30.
All right.
And then I think we've talked about our gallery before, Gallery 1 downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a featured artist every month, and the featured artist this month is David Quill, and he makes beautiful drums and also African hand-dyed tunics, and they're just stunning. So that's something certainly worth seeing, and the gallery itself is worth seeing, because there's something for everybody down there.
All right, that is the Grants Pass Museum of Art. Address is what again?
229 Southwest G Street in Grants Pass.
Okay, Hyla, always good to talk to you.
Thanks.
First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760. Here is Jessica from First Friday Art Walk, and I admit I don't know which town.
Eugene, Oregon. So it's the First Friday Art Walk tonight in Eugene, downtown Eugene. And in addition to our regularly scheduled programming with about 20 art walk venues participating, we're actually kicking off Fiesta Cultural, which is a four-month series of events celebrating Latinx art and culture in Lane County. So tonight, if we see you in Kesey Square at 5:30, we're going to have dance performances, live music from Pura Vida Orquesta, El Relámpago Musical, Mariachi Monumental, and two DJs. Plus, there's some fun stuff to do with the kids. We're going to have piñatas, some story time, a lot of kids' activities and art projects. We're also going to have a weaving demonstration by a fourth-generation Oaxacan weaver, so that's really exciting. And Eugene printmakers are going to be on scene pulling some prints. So we have a lot going on. We'd love to have you. Our website is lanearts.org, so you can find out everything that's happening tonight and also over the 40 event series that will be happening September through December.
Okay, so how many different venues involved in First Friday Art Walk in Eugene?
We have about 25 for this art walk and sometimes up to 40 during the summer.
Okay, so a lot of stuff going on tonight. September, a good time for First Friday Art Walks. It's not too cold, it's not too wet, it's not too anything. It's just about perfect.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. We're closing down the streets. It's going to be like a Latin party.
Okay, sounds great. First Friday Art Walk in Eugene. Thank you so much for phoning that one in. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. We have one more thing, an unusual one. Madrone Cannabis Club is very efficient. They send me little clips instead of phoning in, and this is all of 19 seconds, so let's hear what's going on with them.
Hey, everyone. This is Jessie with Madrone Cannabis Club, and I wanted to invite you to check out our art exhibit this First Friday, now featuring one-of-a-kind art prints from Bhakti B. Art. We're located at 481 Applegate Way in Ashland, open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. See you there.
Short and sweet from Madrone Cannabis Club. So that closes First Friday Arts for this month. September is a month you can sing about, maybe more than the other 11. Kurt Vile and Maxwell Anderson wrote this song. You know what it is, probably. You may not have known that Lou Reed is one of the people who recorded September Song.
Days grow short when you reach September, and I have lost my teeth, and I'm walking a little lame. Hey honey, I haven't got the time for any waiting game, and the days turn to gold. Roll. remember. And these few golden days, I'd like to spend them with you. These golden days, I'd like to spend them with you. Spend them with you, September.